Stephan's Good Day program. Lots of good things are happening as we get back into the sort of swing of things. Not that I feel like I ever get out of the swing of things. I don't mean that to sound immodest. I just don't think I get out of the swing of things. I don't let myself get out of it. Sometimes I sound like I'm out of it.
You're a swinger.
But I, yeah, right. The voice of Roberta Fasinelli.
You and your corduroys, irresistible to women.
I actually wore some corduroys. I was driving across the country.
Of course you did. You think this surprises us?
The first couple of days it was pretty cold. The corduroys came in very handy along with a nice flannel shirt. Roberta, it was very nice.
You wore flannel and corduroy?
Flannel shirt and corduroy pants.
Did you bring up any flames? Because those two materials, when they rub together, create fire.
No, they were fine. They kept me going. Wow. The progress of the trip was very, very, it was smart and fast. Sounds like a slogan for a new store, right? Smart and fast. It was.
Or an ad for something else.
I left on New Year's Day. And got to the station, to the studio in Washington, Richie's studio. By the way, Richie's back there somewhere.
Yay!
We have Richie back in
somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere, someplace.
Yay, Richie!
I really have to do, we have at least three, maybe four new radio stations today. So I have to do a pretty good job of bringing around people who are new to the program into that fold we were just talking about. So the names that I'm mentioning here and there deserve some explanation. My name is Dudley William Stephan. I happen to be the host of this program. It's called the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. Along with me is Richard Charles McFadden.
That's me.
He's also known as Rich, who has been out of the fold for about 6 or 7 months being treated for Hodgkin's lymphoma. Seems to have made it well through and carrying on, and we are very happy about that. This is probably the first time he's been in sort of full-fledged attire, if you will, for a number of months, and that's very cool. Also, here is Roberta Fasinelli, Roberta Louise Fasinelli. Who is
Louise?
Among other things, she's a troublemaker. She's annoying. She's sweet. She's been on the air with me for over 20 years. She is the queen of cheap. And you will find information as soon as we can figure out how to get back into our website, the details of her Queen of Cheap report that normally people go check. We give the teasing information in just a few minutes. You'll find out how to save a lot of money every day at this time. Roberta's job is to dump herself into a dive or dive herself into a dumpster. One or the other.
Which I have done, literally.
Capable of doing both of those things. Jennifer Horn, lovely, lovely, charming lady. If you'd like to see what all of us look like, you can go to DougStephan.com and see, and also to the Facebook page. You can see all kinds of things that have to do with us and what we do. We're here basically to help you understand what you need to know. Some facts about the issues of the day, things that are going on, stories people are talking about. Then there's usually an opinion or two, and there's some commentary as the stories go on. And once in a while, we'll try to clarify things. They'll try to clarify things that I say that they think are not true. For example, and Kenny Kessler. Heavens, how can I leave him out of this? Kenny is in charge of monitoring our social media and is in charge of a lot of the things that you hear and that you see at DougStephan.com, and a very important cog in the wheel. So in the last hour, when I was talking about some of our new stations, I went to Wisconsin to talk about News Talk 1400 WRNJ, which is in Racine. And I said that Racine was north of Eau Claire and Madison. Of course, that is not correct, and how many times did I hear that in the last hour or so? The folks in Racine, and the reason that I find myself liking Racine, I don't know, it was kind of a brain gas. Okay, that was a brain fart. All right, did you hit that, Richie?
No, I let it go. Fart.
Okay, good. All right.
Can't stop them.
No, you can't. That's very true. Especially if you eat some of the food that I ate. Or you know what's really difficult about going out?
Something shiny.
Just for a second, just for a moment.
Okay.
All right, and you've heard me mention Meredith a few times. Meredith is a
four in the last hour.
All right, okay. All right. So Meredith and I are close. Let's put it that way. We had a wonderful exchange for a while, and then we sort of got off the wagon for a while, and now I think we're finding each other in lots of great ways. And so she's traveling south to Florida, and I'm traveling west to California. And we're talking about the lack of really good food along the way. It is very difficult. Any of you who travel the interstate system, or you're traveling at all, you have a hard time finding places that serve food that isn't full of fat.
Yeah, you're offending all of the Cracker Barrel fans.
But the Cracker Barrel serves the same kind of stuff. Cracker Barrel's food is not much better.
How about the Waffle House?
Waffle, I love the Waffle House.
I knew you did.
He loves it. And you went, didn't you, on this trip?
Actually, you know, I missed a Waffle House.
Oh, I thought you were headed there.
I was, but I went, got sidetracked. It was a shiny penny again. I ended up going to, where did I end up going? That, in that stop. I stopped at a, oh, I know where it was. I went to a Subway for a sandwich. Just, the point is, you can't find good places to go get a quick meal. It's very difficult as you travel. So that is one of the observations. I mean, I don't know how that plays into me going back to Racine, Wisconsin, except I was talking about I don't even know. Why. How did I get from talking about Racine into...
Let me just recap here. You did the shiny penny number, and then you want us to tell you how you got there.
Right.
This is not how it works.
Okay. I'm going to start over again with News Talk 1400 WRNJ in Racine, Wisconsin. We are, by the way, following Sound Off with Don Rosen, and after us is Dr. Joy Brown. Racine is on the banks of Lake Michigan, and is the fifth largest city in Wisconsin. Now, I don't know why I didn't pay attention to that before. I had Green Bay and Racine in my mind confused for whatever the reason, because Green Bay is north of Madison and Eau Claire, and Racine is to the west and south of there. A great place for the manufacturing of farm equipment. The Case Company was there. They still make heavy equipment there. S.C. Johnson, don't they advertise as being a family company?
Yeah, S.C. Johnson, a family company.
The difference between, because people always confuse S.C. Johnson and Johnson & Johnson, right? And they're not part of the same family at all.
No, they're two different Johnsons.
Yeah, two different Johnsons.
That's a lot of Johnsons.
Okay, right. Next, News Talk.
Who's better than one, Richie?
730 KYYA in Billings, Montana. Carrying the Good Day program. We are leading into the morning wake-up program with Scott Fedricks, and I'm going to be on with him later on today on his program. But I find myself, I was in Billings, I've been in Billings physically a couple of times, but I also was on the radio there a number of years ago, and I asked this question to which we did not get an answer. So let's try it again, shall we? The nickname for Billings, this is only something someone in Billings is going to know. So if you're listening in Billings to 7:30 a.m. KYYA and you're new to the program, well, a lot of the things that we do here are obviously aimed at interesting you in what we're talking about. So it's a two-way conversation, 888-302-3684. What is the nickname for Billings? It's called... It's two words. What is it? And I'd be surprised if somebody outside of Billings knows that, but it's kind of a cool thing to put together. So we welcome those folks listening to KYYA. We welcome WRNJ. We also welcome the folks who are a little south of you, Richie, in Fredericksburg, Virginia. News Talk 1230 WFVA. We're going to be on before a town talk with Ted Schubel. It's a very interesting city because George Washington and James Monroe were both born there. Did you know that? You didn't know that?
I did know that because we learned that, yes.
Yeah, right. All right. So anyway, a lot of great things that are there. The major employer is Geico and the Mary Washington Healthcare Center. Every once in a while we get, normally the big changes in radio come usually around the first of the year and around the first of September. So the fact that we have four or five more stations and more coming on next week, and we've had a nice burst in the last 4 or 5 months of new stations for lots of different reasons, mostly because the competition's getting old and it sounds that way, or it's going away, one or the other, or perhaps both of those things. At any rate, happy to have you all along. Coming up, the story in the next half hour of a science teacher who experimented by going to eat at McDonald's. I'm having a hard time figuring out how this is all working, but I know that the members of my staff, are you there? Everybody on the staff,
it's very,
say hello.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Class, help him with this diet at McDonald's.
Did somebody do this already? I think it was called Supersize Me.
Different, yes.
Is it different?
No.
Yes.
This is different. You'll find out, Roberta. Stand by. Roberta and her Queen of Cheap Report, How to Save Money, coming right up here on Good Day.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for couponing details. Offer ends January 11th.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, Roberta's here with the big deals of the day, which we post every day at this time on the air and also at DougSteffen.com. So, Roberta, what impresses you most?
Well, let's start with the Body Shop. If you love their products, they have a big sale going on their website, up to 50% off site-wide. You don't even need a coupon code. Great opportunity to pick up gifts, keep in your closet, even hold them till next year if you want. You can get a free Publix gift card if you have a Publix by you. It's a $10 gift card. What you have to do is buy 10 Special K products. You have it till the end of the month to do this, and we tell you about how to do that all at the DougSteffen.com website at the Queen of Cheap section. Also, now's the time to grab your holiday candy and your holiday decorations. Just yesterday, I was in Home Goods and I picked up like 5 boxes of Ghirardelli chocolates.
Wow.
At $2 a piece.
Ooh, yum.
And holiday decorations are up 75 to 90% off just about everywhere you look. And just don't check, you know, the regular decorating stores that you would go to. Look in the supermarkets. Look in the Rite Aids, the Walgreens, the drugstores. You'll find holiday decorations just reduced. They're practically paying you to walk out with them just to get them out of the store. So right now is the time to do that. And not only do you get the candies really cheap, I bought a whole bunch of the baskets. You know those gift baskets people give out? Most of them don't even have holiday stuff on them, or like they may have a red bow or something. So you take it off and put a blue bow on it. I mean, give it out later in the year.
Is it too early to be buying things for Valentine's Day?
Oh, my gosh. Valentine's Day stuff is all over the place. And this is a good example of where you can buy the chocolates, take the price tag off, throw a red bow on, and give it to Valentine's Day.
Nice, Roberta.
Why not? It's only a month away.
Exactly. All right, so there's Roberta Fasanelli. Check out the Queen of Cheap. Queen of Cheap box pretty much in the center of the homepage at DougSteffen.com. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
CD, High Hopes, from Bruce Springsteen. Some people are very excited to put in that group would be our own Roberta Fasanelli.
Absolutely.
Who, among other things, is a quasi, let's see, what would be the best way to
say it? She's a Bruce historian.
Fanatic. About the Bruce Springsteen reality.
Well, I've only been to like about 300
concerts. Good for
not
you, Roberta. So,
yeah, in the past year.
Here's an interesting reality. The boss is going to appear as part of a promotion for the new CD on The Good Wife. This is the CBS drama, the CBS website, and apparently he's still on CBS Records. Right? Is that how it works, Roberta?
I thought it was on Columbia.
Well, Columbia and CBS are the same thing.
Okay.
Columbia and CBS. I think they've been called inadvertently back and forth. I can remember when I was playing music, they were called for a while Columbia Records, then there was a CBS record thing, and then I think that failed. So you're right. It probably is now back to being called Columbia. So anyway, The Good Wife is going to be the first official place where the tracks from High Hopes are going to be heard as part of the running theme of the program. And this starts next Sunday. Apparently, you'll be able to download. You must have already. You find ways.
I've had it for 3 weeks already.
Oh, God, excuse me.
Of course she has. Rooting through Bruce's trash cans.
Anyway, but for the average person that wants to get this, supposedly it's not going to be available until next Sunday, Monday the 13th, right? Or it starts, wait a minute, let me see if I can figure this out. Starting at 7 o'clock on Sunday, the 12th, until some point on 10 o'clock Sunday to 7 o'clock on Monday, you'll be able to download this at cbs.com/Springsteen. Before the release, which is officially supposed to take place a week from tomorrow, the 14th. Do I have that all right, sequentially?
This sounds right.
Well, I figured you'd know if anybody did. So what they're going to do...
I already have it, so I'm not downloading it.
The rest of us.
Yeah, the rest of the people that want this. So what they're doing is kind of a clever thing. The Good Wife is very popular with women. Bruce Springsteen, very popular with women. So they have found a way to use tracks from this CD in the soundtrack and in conjunction with a storyline of The Good Wife, which comes back after a three-week hiatus next Sunday. It's one of my favorite programs. So I'm just sort of interesting when you look at this. I'm trying to figure out how they would do this, Roberta, how they would. There's obviously a way that they're going to use as sound the song in support of the storyline. But what that is...
Apparently Jennifer's cat is all excited.
That was not my cat. That was my cat.
I'm in the middle of something that's serious, trying to explain how this works, and we got a damnable cat in the background.
What is okay?
That is craziness. That was a loud meow.
Okay, so I guess that's the end of my story about how to get the High Hopes track on The Good Wife. First airing, anyway, for those of you who care at this point, on the this program, The Good Wife. And by the way, speaking of television, Jennifer has the television reports and news from Beyonce. There are some other things that are important and exciting, and I know that she'll
figure
it out.
Sounds to me like they're throwing away an episode just to sell a Bruce CD.
You think that's
what they're doing? I'm not
interested, yeah. You're not interested?
No.
Oh, really?
In the episode or the CD?
Either.
Both. Neither. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Good
evening. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Building your cat's self-confidence. You know, the easiest way to create a confident cat that behaves well is to spend more time on the things the cat does right. Your kitten will probably receive plenty of correction when it forgets to use the litter box. So you should spend the same time, or better yet, even more time, kissing, hugging, and loving it when it does remember to use the litter box, or if it performs some other minor feat. Don't just say good kitty and pat it on the head. Try a little more enthusiasm. Say, what a good cat, and follow with kisses, hugs, a belly scratch, and a head rub, and even more. You know, you must present a clear picture for your cat of exactly what makes you happy. Don't dominate it with corrective techniques. Rather, make an extra effort to acknowledge all the things it does properly. We must praise our feline friends for each and every positive accomplishment, but don't just reserve your positive thoughts and actions on those times when your kitten has done something right. It's okay to tell your cat how wonderful it is any time of day. So go over, hug and kiss your cat, even if he's just laying in the sun. Tell him he's good and how much you love him. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's Monday, January 6th. Everybody is here on the Good Day program. Isn't this exciting? And we have all these new people listening to introduce you to what's going on in the world every day. The Good Day way of bringing you around to understand the issues of the day. Hopefully you find it amusing sometimes. You find it compelling sometimes. You find it clarifying sometimes. You find it misleading sometimes. That'd be my job. Jennifer has the television news later on in this half hour. Jeff, where did that come from?
Who's that?
I don't.
Jeff. There's so many people here, we don't even know them all.
No, who they are. I know. One of the people that was helping Georgette on the road. This is another story and a half. We got so many stories.
Who's Georgette?
Richie, stop it. I haven't finished the sentence. You sound like Jennifer. Who's Meredith? Who's Georgette?
Just saying, if we talk about it, we've got new people we have to explain.
Okay. So Georgette is a lady that was, for those of you who are new to the program, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I'm a real dairy farmer. I have 300 Jersey cows on a farm outside of Boston, a town called Framingham. And I've been around cows all of my life and have found it very rewarding in very many ways. Being an agrarian, growing up on the farm, and my attitudes toward life are pretty much based on what I've learned in my life on the farm. Having said that, I've been associated with, or I've had people associated with me over the years who've been just wonderful. The best of those people, the best by far, was my late pal and best friend in many ways, Edgar, who ran the farm for me for 14 years. And his wife, Georgette, worked there as well, taking care of the calves and raising so many great cows. She just did a phenomenal job. But Edgar died a year and a half ago, and she stayed on, but it was time for her to move on. So we packed everybody up a week or so ago. She has a trailer that I gave her on the back of a an excursion. What is it? It's an excursion. Yeah, I remember what the heck it was that she got. And so she's hauling these animals, 4 cows that she had that she raised, from my farm in Massachusetts to a new farm in Washington State. So we've been following the progress through my stories on the air and through the pictures that have been posted at DougStephan.com. So if you were to go there, you would see in the trending on Good Day box a picture of a cow who looked rather strange sticking her head out the back of the trailer. The reason that she looked strange is because when this calf was born 3.5 years ago, she landed on her head literally and almost pretty much broke her neck. So Georgette, most people have a farm, they'd have put that cow down, that calf down, that would have been the end of it. Georgette raised the cow. The vet said, no, she'll never live. And she has lived. She's a healthy, strong Guernsey. But the problem is her head's crooked. So if you look at the picture on the website at DougStefan.com of the cow sticking her head out the back of the trailer, it looks like her head's crooked, her eyes crooked, because it is. The cow's crooked. It takes, there's got to be a line there. It takes a crooked cow to know a crooked, you know, remember that? Anybody remember that? Or am I on my own there?
You're on your own.
You're alone.
All by yourself. All by yourself.
Myself, thank you. Anyway, that's one of the things that we tend to tell stories here on this program that will relate to you and your family in a way that you probably wouldn't find anyplace else. This is a great American story, and it happened that I'm traveling across the country, and the lady that I'm closest to is traveling south. I'm traveling west, and so I was telling some stories about that and how the coefficient comes together of synchronicity. Georgette took the exact same route that I did coming across the country on 40 and now has gone up to, she's on the California-Oregon border and will be at her destination later today in southern Washington, where it happens that the weather system that we are now not enjoying started a little east of there on the top of the Rockies. That weather system has moved across from Montana and Idaho into the Dakotas, across into Minnesota, Michigan, across upstate New York, and been through Ohio. I think we had a call earlier today, didn't we, Jennifer? Somebody said it was going to be zero by the... They're starting the day at 20, and they're going to zero by this afternoon.
It's very exciting. Oh.
And that sort of thing is going on.
School's closing, everything.
Oh, yeah. Everything's frozen up. I've had
the
cows with frostbite.
The Amtrak engine got frozen.
What happened, Roberta?
The Amtrak engine got frozen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is what happens when it gets cold. The coastal areas, especially Boston, New York, Washington. Richie, what's the temperature in Washington this morning?
Oh, this morning it's very mild. It's not 40 bad. Degrees. Tomorrow morning it's going to be -4.
Right, yeah. So that's the way it's heading.
It's 53 degrees right now in Rhode Island where I am, and tonight it's going to be 10.
Yeah, and pretty much that's what they're telling me on the farm. It was 30 yesterday. It'll be 3 below tonight. The wind chill factor is really what's doing the number on people. So you got to be careful. You got to bundle up. Don't let your children go out. This is not fear-based.
And your pets, man.
Watch your dog.
Let your pet go out.
Yep.
Bring them right back in.
Yeah. Charlotte doesn't mind the 68 degrees here in Southern California at all.
No.
She's very happy.
No problem.
All right, so anyway, that's sort of an overview of what's going on. I'm trying to be a little bit better at explaining things that are going on and try to keep you associated with all of the players here. Ken is watching Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter. Kenny, what do you have that's an update on any of the stories that we're following, whether it be the weather, whether it be the NSA, I think we're done with Duck Dynasty. Although, did you hear...
I'm so glad I was out of the country for that whole fiasco.
But here's the latest.
Played. It wasn't even a real fiasco.
Did we have this on Friday morning? Did we talk about this on Friday morning
a little bit?
We did.
And you did too, actually.
Yeah, I know. Because I was on and off and in and out on Friday. But they've introduced a gun line, Richie. A line of...
That comes with an American flag bandana, by the way.
Right. No good. Just in time for the new season. You don't think these people are making cajillions?
Sinker, don't you guys feel smart?
So, Witchmanjigger, the whatever channel did not drop them after
A&E.
All.
A&E, no, they never intended to. Believe me, if they wanted to drop them...
They made $100 million on them last year. Yeah. You think they're going to stop airing it? Come on.
If they wanted to drop them, they would have done it right away. Yeah. They would have fired him. But instead, they suspended him until things kind of blew over, and then back again.
All right, here's another story that is of interest and importance because it tells this sort of thing goes a long way to understanding how much different education is in our country today than it was when I was in school, Richie was in school. So to sort of put things in perspective, we have a generational thing here. Jennifer is the youngest and a member of the Y generation. Kenny and Richie are a member, Kenny, you're a couple of years younger than Richie, I think, aren't you? Do I remember that?
I'm trying to
remember. 48, 47. Okay. So Richie's really on the back end of the baby boomer generation, one of the last children born into that era.
Right. 22 days left.
Roberta is right in the middle, and I'm at the other end of the baby boomer generation from where Richie is. I was born in 1946 on the first line of what happened after the war was over. 9 months later. Kaboom!
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so I remember well I was a school teacher for a while, and I remember how I approached various things that were problems or issues that I wanted children to think about. And so I had my own ways, and they were sometimes avant-garde and sometimes not approved of, but I enjoyed doing things differently. So here, speaking of doing things differently in school, is a story of a science teacher named John Cisna, not related to the wrestler. What's the wrestler's name, isn't it? Close
John
to that?
Cena.
Cena, okay. All right.
You're good, by the way.
Thank you.
I'll give
so,
you 5 points.
Richie, what is, you seem to be fascinated with this.
No, I saw the
children.
Story. I thought it was very interesting. I mean, we all know the story of Super Size Me, where the guy ate at McDonald's for 90 days, and his cholesterol went up, and he gained weight, and his just health took a horrible turn. Well, this science teacher, John Cisna, was kind of skeptical after seeing that and decided to have three of his science students help him to create a new documentary based on the hypothesis, I can eat any food at McDonald's that I want as long as I'm smart for the rest of the day and balance it out. So for 90 days, he ate nothing but McDonald's for his meals.
Morning, noon, and night?
Morning,
three
noon,
times
and
a
night. Three
really?
Times a day.
Yeah.
But he had his students create a strict daily nutritional limitation of 2,000 calories, watched his fat intake, the whole bit. So for in the morning, you know, he might have the egg whites, and then he might have the salads and whatever. But the students went to the McDonald's website and worked out his diet every single day.
Really?
So he explains here why he wanted to try this experiment of only eating at McDonald's.
The point behind this documentary is that, hey, it's choice. We all have choices. It's our choices that make us fat, not McDonald's.
Right. Huh. So he basically,
it's how much of it. In other words, his right. theory is how much of it
and
you
what
eat.
You choose.
And what you choose.
You mean what you choose off the menu?
Yeah, you
right.
could do a mm-hmm. salad or a chicken.
Sounds like this is
something.
A ready-made promotion for McDonald's.
Well, that's interesting because the franchise owner where he decided to eat every day.
Yeah.
Was very excited to see if he could get opposite reaction from this documentary than the Super Size Me one, so gave him free meals every day for the 90 days.
Wow.
Yeah. So here one of his students who helped with the experiment says what he learned from the experiment.
For Mr. Cisna to actually watch what he eats and the calories, it goes to show that it's not McDonald's that's making us fat, it's just how much we consume and what we consume.
And here the science teacher, John Cisna, says that he thinks why the experiment worked.
That's what's so amazing about this experiment. I can eat any food at McDonald's that I want as long as I'm smart with the rest of the day of what I balance it out with.
Hmm. Hey, there's a lot to be said for that. You know, you teased me about, I was talking earlier, for those of you who are just joining us, about how bad the choices were mm-hmm. going across the country on the interstate system. It's all Waffle House. It's all Denny's. It's all Jack in the Box.
Yep.
It's Popeye's.
Mm-hmm.
It's McDonald's. It's Burger King. You just you can't find a good place to get decent
well,
food.
In
this
is
theory,
exactly
though,
what it is,
not,
is you just have to be smart. If
right.
your choices are limited to the McDonald's and the Burger King,
yeah.
you have to be
but
smart.
It's about, wait, but what about, see, I want to know what it's done to the inside of it. What it's done to his arteries.
Well, here's what it's done to the things that he can tell us about. He lost 37 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
His cholesterol dropped from 249 to 170.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his low-density lipoprotein dropped from 173
bad,
to 113.
That's the bad thing.
Isn't it because, and I've heard doctors talk about this before, like a monotonous diet is supposed to be better for you. Your body adjusts to what it knows is coming. Have you guys heard that too? Like,
yes.
A
well,
diet
especially
full
if you
monotony.
Keep it under 2,000 calories
right.
a day and you're
well,
watching
that's the
your
key,
fat
is the
intake.
Calories.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the key of everything.
All right, so Jennifer, you've been following this lady who lived off of Starbucks food for how much time?
She lived on it for a year, and guess what her name is? It's very funny.
Jennifer.
Her name is Beautiful Existence.
Oh. Huh,
that is really that. Her name,
yeah.
And she has done these type of experiments before. She's a young lady.
Oh, Richie.
Hey, that's her parents. She's probably a product of the same.
Okay, so they're cuckoo.
She went on a Starbucks binge, basically, 365 days of only Starbucks in 2013. She spent $500 to $600 a month, which I don't think is much, actually, on prepackaged salads and wraps, because Starbucks can be pricey, mm-hmm. and various coffee drinks. She's a mother of two. She shopped and cooked like a normal person for her children, but she maintained the Starbucks diet for herself. She just left the Starbucks wagon. Her first meal was fish and chips from a Seattle-based restaurant. But she also noticed that she was healthy. I mean, the stuff that they serve at Starbucks, though, she's lost weight, and the results are similar.
No,
but
it's not what you eat; it's how much you eat,
and that's how much really you, and what you choose.
Here, but that's a lesson from these two, it would seem.
Yeah.
All right, good stories. Thank you, Jennifer. Speaking of stories, in a couple of minutes, you're going to bring us up to date some television tidbits on the air next year on Good Day.
When I need to save my business a few bucks, this happens.
OfficeMax has a coupon for 20% off almost everything.
Okay, but what I really need is a new logo.
OfficeMax can help you design your brand identity and create business cards, letterhead, and more.
Great. Now, about all these files.
OfficeMax has storage solutions that are just your style.
Nothing can stop me now.
That untied shoelace, Mike.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax. Now at 20% off. Restrictions apply. 20% off on select products only. Go to OfficeMax.com for coupon and details. Offer ends January 11th.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
The Guitar Center New Year's Clearance Event presents an important message. Happy New Year's, friends. What's your resolution this year? To eat healthier? To drive by a gym at least twice a week?
Sure.
Or you could resolve to feel awesome, which is exactly how you'll feel at Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event. With over 12,000 guitars, keyboards, drums, and accessories marked down, including holiday leftovers, closeouts, and floor models. Resolve to feel awesome. And then get to Guitar Center's New Year's Clearance Event going on now. Paid for by the campaign to spread the greatest feeling on earth, but also to save money.
Let's get to some of the hot news here, including some news about Jimmy Fallon and the Tonight Show. Boo!
Yeah. I know, 1 month from today, actually, my birthday. Yeah. NBC released their first promo, thank you, for Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. It features clips of previous Tonight Show hosts, including a brief glimpse at Conan O'Brien, who was fired after only 7 months on the Tonight Show.
Good luck with this, Jimmy. See if you can last more than 7 months before they bring Jay Leno back.
Jay Leno quits on February the 6th.
He doesn't quit.
Well, he retires.
He's fired.
No,
he doesn't retire.
He's
that's going
what
to
they're
work
saying.
Somewhere else.
And then Jimmy Fallon starts on February 17th. Now, we talk about these popular cable shows, Duck Dynasty, wrestling's a huge one. Here's the top 10 cable networks for the year of 2013. This is based on average primetime viewers from Nielsen Media. Number one, USA Network. They brought in 2.68 million listeners. That's because of the wrestling franchise completely. Number two is Disney. Number three, ESPN. Number four, the History Channel. Number five, TNT. Number six, TBS. Number seven, Fox News. Still doing really well with 1.785 million average viewers. Number eight, A&E Networks. Number nine, FX. And number 10, AMC.
Okay.
There you have it.
One of the dark little secrets of all of this stuff. When it comes to, we've had a lot of conversations about this woman who's pretty useless, Melissa, what's her face, over at MSNBC.
Mm-hmm.
That's a subject for another time. But the essence of what's going on, cable channel listening on news or viewing on news is not increasing. Fox has the largest number of viewers for cable news networks. CNN
Fox
and
still holds
MSN.
Its own. Fox
it holds
really
its own,
well.
But the dark secret is that the number of viewers is diminishing.
Well,
it
for
is
CNN
not
and for CNN and MSNBC, I think that's really true. That's why you're.
No,
seeing
it's true for Fox as well.
Fox's numbers are up from 2012, but
not,
what you're seeing,
no,
CNN
up.
Is
no.
going into other types of programming and away from news.
They are
which
not
is
up,
really
Jennifer. Who? Where did you get that they were up?
I'll get you the article.
Really?
She's the TV queen. I'm going to believe her.
I work
really?
At cable, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
My day job.
That.
Come on.
All right. I still don't believe it. 51 past the hour.
It-
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Three past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, discussing the issues of the day. One of the big issues has to do with the cold season that is upon us, the flu, the number of people, especially if you look at the swath between northern Texas all the way up into Michigan. As a matter of fact, I think there are 19 Michigan State students in the hospital this morning in intensive care because they have a really bad round of the flu. Having a bad bout with the flu. So Ken Kronhaus is not here with us this morning. Normally he would be here to review some of the hot news. But one of the big stories has to do with the cold and flu, how many people are getting it, why you get it, whether or not you should get flu shots, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So on the Saturday morning program that we do that hopefully many of you new listeners will be able to hear, Ken and I are on the air for a couple of hours discussing medical issues. And there were two things that came up on the Saturday morning program. I happened to be on the road, so I was actually on a phone talking with Ken. We got into the cold and flu shots, the flu shots, and whether or not you ought to have one or not, and whether they're effective or not. I have long been an opponent of flu shots. Most of my reasoning has been twofold. One, that you oftentimes the government has created batches over several years of flu vaccines that were either impotent or just plain bad for you. And then there is the lingering question about mercury as a preservative in flu shots. And they use the mercury to preserve the flu shots so that the virus will last longer. And they'll be able to use it and not make batches and have to throw them away. I'm talking about the pharmaceutical company.
My doctor told me that there are no flu shots with mercury in them anymore because I specifically asked about that last week.
He may not have them, but they do have them. And this pharmacist that called after I said, Ken and I tried to explain, it's called thimesicol or thimalacol or something like that. All right. So anyway, I said that mostly CVS and Walgreens and these other drugstores are offering two types, and they don't tell you whether, you know, you can pay, I don't know what the cheap one costs, $14-$15, and the more expensive one is $25. I don't know that that's the same everywhere, but I know that was the way it was in Framingham. So I said this on the air. If you get, they won't tell you First of all, you have a choice. Secondly, they won't tell you that in the cheaper choice is mercury. They'll mask it by saying it's a preservative. So this pharmacist called up and took me to task, and this is part of that conversation.
It looked like the flu shot that you get at CVS or any of the chain drugstores are cheaper version.
Yeah, that's
I just want to clarify that to the hearing public.
Well, I said that because that's my experience in the area that I live in Massachusetts. The flu shot.
No matter which part of the United States you go to, okay, all the flu vaccines are the same.
No, they are not.
Okay? There are different kinds of flu vaccines, one with preservative, the other without the preservative.
Well, what's
okay?
the preservative?
Jagadish, may I ask you a question?
Yes.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate you sharing with us. At your pharmacy, do you offer the option of a thimerosal-free version?
Yes. Yes, they have the option.
Oh, great. So
they have the option of getting the one with the preservative, that is the thimerosal, and they can get the one without the preservative.
Okay. Doug, he is telling us that the choices are there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jagadish.
No, it is not the choice. The way your program, okay, it came across as the stuff that you give at the chain drugstores are cheaper version.
Question.
It is not the cheaper version.
No, you're not
the flu vaccine is available in different forms. Okay, the one with preservative, the one without the preservative. Then they also have intradermal.
This is annoying. Me listening to this annoys me even more because my voice isn't at the same level. I'm going to give Michael a boot. This guy kept saying he didn't say anything that wasn't true. What he didn't say, it's always omission.
So he never said what
No.
I don't think he could hear you, so.
Well, maybe he could, maybe he couldn't, or maybe he chose to ignore me. But the bottom line is, and this is the more important part of the story, not whether I was right or wrong. If you're going to get a flu shot because you're worried about getting the flu because we're really having a serious strain of it this year, and you don't ask what's in the cheaper version, what you're getting is mercury. And mercury is a killer. Mercury is a preservative, and that's why they use it. The more expensive one doesn't have it, and he kept saying thimerosal or whatever it is. That's another name for mercury.
Thimerosal.
Thimerosal is mercury. So if you're smart, you won't get that, and you won't have the problem that the 19-year-old kid had who took the shot and died last Friday from getting a shot with thimerosal, whatever the heck it is. 59 after on Good Day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.